It has been a week now since the Bush administration reversed course and announced it would submit its domestic spying program to court review. But administration officials have been tight-lipped on details of the new rules, and there are lots of questions about how the program now works. Among those claiming confusion is Senator Jay Rockefeller. That's significant given that Rockefeller is now chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He sat down with NPR's Mary Louise Kelly for a wide-ranging interview in his Senate offices.
Jay Rockefeller does not mince words when he talks about the National Security Agency's domestic surveillance activities. He calls the wiretapping program, at least in its original guise, a serious miscalculation and probably illegal. And in its current guise, the West Virginia Democrat says he has no idea. Rockefeller has asked to see the judge's order approving the program, but he says the administration won't hand over this and other documents.
Of course not. Would I like to have access to what it was that the president said to them? What was the original authorization to the NSA to conduct this in the first place? I need that. I'm due that. I can't do my work without that. Are they going to give it to me? I doubt it.
This is troubling. Rockefeller, who was ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee before he became chairman, is one of the few members of Congress who is supposed to have had access to details of the surveillance program all along. But he says he's now so frustrated he's considering seeking subpoenas for documents. Among the questions Senator Rockefeller wants answered, whether the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court has now granted blanket authority for wiretapping Americans, or whether individual warrants will be required.
We do not do things en banc here. Everything has to be done individually. If it takes longer, then we'll get more judges, and we'll get more staff, and we'll try to do it faster. But you do not fool around with people's personal liberties.
We should note here, the Justice Department takes issue with the allegation that it is improperly withholding documents, such as the new legal opinion governing the NSA program. Spokeswoman Tasia Scalinas provided a statement to NPR.
The administration is currently considering whether it would be appropriate to make available the documents that have been requested by the committees. And I want to emphasize that no final decision has yet been made on that point.
Scalinas added, the Justice Department's top priority is protecting the operational aspects of the surveillance program. But she says briefings to congressional leaders have been numerous and thorough.
Oh, please don't use that line on me.
Jay Rockefeller, who says he and his colleagues on the Intelligence Committee have heard this before.
I have been through 2 years of the DOJ saying that Pat Roberts and Jay Rockefeller, or Kit Bond and Jay Rockefeller, were fully briefed on that program. That is one of the great farces of intelligence history.
Rockefeller says it's difficult to get documents and useful briefings on other matters, too, such as Iraq. The senator is not a fan of President Bush's plan for Iraq, which includes sending more than 21,000 additional troops. Rockefeller calls it a military solution to a fundamentally political problem, but he doesn't expect the president to listen to competing proposals.
I hate to say this, which means that I'm going to say it, I'm not sure how well he hears other people's points of view, including his own generals. When they say what he doesn't want to hear, they get replaced.
The president, for the record, says he pays close attention to advice from military commanders and that advice from Congress is welcome, too. Over the course of a 40-minute interview, Rockefeller also touched on CIA secret prisons. He questions whether they're still necessary. And on Iran, the senator says he's hearing a drumbeat that's worryingly reminiscent of the march towards war in Iraq. But he has no proof the administration wants another military confrontation. Asked point blank how good the intelligence is on Iran, Rockefeller smiles and says, "I can't technically answer that, but I would certainly wish for more." Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.